40 years ago, Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem, recognized Buffalo resident Tibor Baranski as one of the righteous among the nations.
Many times he mentioned that he didn't do this for heroism, he didn't do it for fame, he did it for God. Again,
that's Peter Forgosh, stepson of Baranski, and one of three children who gathered earlier this week to look back on their father's life. Tibor Baranski was born in Hungary in 1921. He grew up in an impoverished, broken family, living in a polluted industrial part of Budapest. He entered the Catholic priesthood and in 1944, at the age of 22, found himself living in a city occupied by Nazi Germany. The Nazis were planning a roundup of local Jews, and Baranski was asked by a relative to help secure papers from the Vatican that would ensure safety for a Jewish family who were friends. Kathy Baranski Spangler and Tibor Baranski Jr. pick up the story, explaining that after securing safety for the Sikaris family, his boss, Papal Nuncio Angelo Rota, recruited him to deliver letters that would secure safety for others.
It's probably the most unusual job interview ever.
Yeah.
Because he went to help a neighbor, and he ended up two, 3 days later being like, hey, you want to be the executive secretary of the Jewish Protection Movement? It's like, okay, done.
Yeah, exactly. And he really didn't have a superior because Angelo Rota was weak. Physically, he couldn't deal with it. That's why he asked my father to do it.
As the Nazis pulled out, the Soviets came in. By early 1945, Baranski was working with Raoul Wallenberg to help more Jews avoid captivity. Baranski was arrested and Wallenberg disappeared. A sympathetic Russian soldier helped Baranski escape a death march. Following the unsuccessful 1956 revolution, Baranski, for his safety, fled to Italy, reconnected with Angelo Rota, and, as Tibor Jr. explains, hoped to meet with Pope Pius XII.
What they wanted to do was to get a 10 or 20-minute audience with the Pope, Pope Pius XII, and to ask the Pope to take a public stance and make a public statement, as he did against the Nazis a few years earlier, a decade earlier, a same statement against the Soviet communists that what they're doing in Hungary is genocide.
The Pope never issued a decree, and Baranski, feeling disappointment, left the priesthood. He met and married his wife, Catalin, and they later moved to North America and settled in Buffalo. While Baranski was no longer a priest, he did not give up his strong Catholic faith. Peter Forgosh was with him in his final moments.
Father Litvak came out to give him the last rites, and that evening he perked up. And very, very strongly, he basically stated the essence of his life. And he says, the only thing that matters in this life is God. And he must have said it about four or five times, very, very, very assertively.
Baranski is credited with saving the lives of an estimated 3,000 Jews, but Tibor Baranski Jr. suggests his father saved many more, likely well over 10,000.
You know, the old European city blocks are massive, and he had entire city blocks of what he called his Jews, who were under his protection for the Vatican, and they were several city blocks. So the numbers far exceeded 3,000. However, they did not meet the criteria that the Yad Vashem used to determine the number of people.
The surviving families say, as children, they were oftentimes mocked by others when telling their father's story. But in 2017, Tibor Baranski was honored in Sweden at the annual Raoul Wallenberg Day, was celebrated by dignitaries, and he met his long-ago colleague's sister. Last year, he was honored by the Holocaust Resource Center in Buffalo. And, of course, in Israel, this Buffalo man is hailed as one of the righteous among the nations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.